Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight from California, where I think it might be a little warmer there than it is where I'm at tonight, because our temperature is dropping down a little bit. We got a bunch of fog, and I'll get into all that in a little bit. We've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
What's the temperature?
It's 55 degrees here.
See, I told you. It's 55 here, and it's going to drop, but we've got the warmer water and the cooler temperatures, and it's creating a what we call a killer fog right now on the interstates, because the visibility is zero in some places. Very, very, very a tough night to drive if you're on the interstate, 75 or I-10, and we'll get into all that during the Truckers Highway and Byway Report tonight. All right, you ready for the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see, Kyle. We have a temporary budget. They reached an agreement in the Senate to continue the government without having to shut it down until February of next year.
That's exactly right, Captain, and this all happened not all that long ago now, as they were able to get to that continuing resolution, exactly.
So, it's another CR, as they call it, but the fact of the matter is they're going to have to go through this all over again. And, again, Joe Manchin held firm, Kristen Sinema held firm. I think that they're going to stay there. And this is going to create a problem for the Democrats again, because they still have a military budget they have to pass.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, the Senate voted for the continuing resolution 69-28, it looks like. With just a little time to spare, about 24 hours before the government would have shut down, there was a lot, much ado about the idea of shutting down the government. Pelosi made some comments about that as well, but I don't think that they were really trying to head for that per se. But they're trying to also, Captain, make it known that the Republicans are simply not going to roll over for whatever the Democrats want. You mentioned Joe Manchin. That's also very significant. The Democrats have a lot of problems within their own household that we're not really hearing about, I think, in the mainstream media as part of the major stories. But they are not unified. They're not monolithic in this.
The mainstream media does not want us to know about the problems the Democrats are having with them, with their own groups.
Well, of course not, because they're trying to keep this notion up that, and it's very hard to, because every single thing we hear, Captain, especially with what's happening with the vice president's office, more of her advisors are jumping ship, for example. The administration is not doing well. In fact, I saw something earlier today showing that the American people are not really interested in the infrastructure bill as much as the Democrats think they are,
mm-hmm.
nor are they interested in the Build Back Better bill.
Nope.
And so these things are actually weighing down Biden, and I think this is why they're going for now our big COVID response. The president talked for a long time earlier yesterday about that.
Yeah, well, he talked a lot about a lot of things yesterday, and we'll get into some of the things because he came up with another really good lie, made something up, which just absolutely wasn't true. And if you weren't paying attention, you didn't know about it, we're going to tell you what it was that he said this time. The guy's got a problem with the truth.
Well, that's right. And he loves to tell these stories, and one wonders if these stories either, A, are just out-and-out fabrications on his part, or if they are somehow convoluted within his own memory.
They're convoluted, but it may not be his own memory. It may be just him cooking it up. By the way, the Oklahoma government, governor and the governor's office has sued the Biden administration over the vaccine mandate for the Oklahoma National Guardsmen. And that's another, just chalk up another lawsuit to the Biden administration, because we talked about the threats that were made by the Secretary of Defense and what he said, that they had to fall in line or else they weren't going to pay the guardsmen, number one. They weren't going to allow them to train and do what they needed to do to stay with their certification and the various things that they have. And that's just not going to fly. So the governor in Oklahoma sued our government, the Biden administration, and the Pentagon.
Well, that's right, and that's part and parcel of how our system operates, to have your day in court, to say, no, I don't believe you have the authority to mandate this, for example, so we're going to see who's right and who's wrong. That's what it's about.
Yep. I hear the music coming up in my ears, so I'm going to put you over here on the shelf. And, folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Friday morning, and you're more than welcome to give us a jingle. We'll be right back.
Professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it right away here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the website. Now, I'm going to say something here because I figured that I would remind everybody about the great luck that I'm having with the MyPillow slippers. Now, I got a pair, like they're kind of like moccasins, but they're not moccasins because they've got a sole and they've got quite a bit of padding in the bottom, and it's like wearing a pair of penny loafers. Remember the old days of the penny loafers? It's kind of like wearing a pair of penny loafers, only these are leather, and they're very comfortable. Matter of fact, I got them on tonight right here. And I would suggest that anybody go to MyPillow.com, and if you want to try something really good, try these slippers, because the slippers have been reduced even more than what they were before. And all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN, and boom, you'll get that discount, and you get a great pair of slippers. Now, the website MyPillow.com has got about a couple hundred different items there when you look at the, what's in the website as well as what's on the home page. Now, they have a page called the Radio Listener Specials page. And you can double-click on that, land on that page, and you will see insanely low prices on well over 100 items. And you can really save some money there. Plus, what's on that page can all be delivered to you by Christmas. So you can buy for anybody in the house, your relatives, your friends, your business associates, whatever. And there's something for everybody there, including your pets. Yep, including your pets. There's something for everybody there. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. The promo code will always be Captain. Yep, the promo code will always be Captain to save you money. And if you want to talk to a live person, the number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. So, MyPillow.com, the website. Check out everything they got there. Your promo code is going to be the word Captain. And the phone number to call, 800-641-5459. So go check it out. And they have a 60-day return policy where if you want to return it within 60 days, you can certainly do that. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, moving along here, several cases of the new COVID variant have been confirmed in America. New York City had some infections seen there. We've had some other states chiming in where we've seen some infections, but so far, nothing is serious or life-threatening so far.
Well, that's right, and I'm very thankful for that. I think we all are, because we don't want to see anybody go to the hospital or die, God forbid. But what we are seeing with this Omicron variant, Captain, it appears to be that these symptoms are very comparatively mild and light, but it's very early on, so we're not going to draw definite conclusions per se. But at the very least, it seems to sort of be a little beyond the scope here of how we've seen some of these governments react.
Yeah, and if you catch it soon enough, it'll go away in 2 or 3 days. It's like getting a cold.
Well, right. That's what we see so far. If you have major travel restrictions, I mean, these things have real impacts on the economic part of things. But at the same time, I think, for example, the Biden administration wants to look like they're being very proactive with this, and because they know that, by and large, COVID is a winning sort of strategy for them, because it gets everybody to stop talking about the Build Back Better or the negative poll numbers, or the poor poll numbers, I should say, for both the president and the vice president. But when they say, oh, there's a new variant, that in and of itself already sounds scary, and I think they've kind of made it more scary.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the White House and the rules and the regulations and all that, because there is something that has happened since yesterday. The White House is hinting right now very strongly that you may soon be required to show your vaccination card if you want to travel within the USA on public transportation, or if you want to fly in an airplane, or if you want to get on a train, or if you want to get on a ship or whatever.
Well, that's right. So that begs the question, Captain, especially among the ranks of the first responders or law enforcement, firefighters and such that have had COVID and have been, fighting to not have to endure a mandate because they believe they already have immunity and they've had COVID in so many cases. So now they would simply not be able to travel anywhere significantly on an airplane, let's say, even though they would wear a mask. Well, everyone has to wear a mask on an airplane, last time I checked. So, but that would disenfranchise a lot of people in our population.
Well, yes, and unfortunately, they may go to, and by the way, they just did, but Biden just ordered the airplanes and trains and ships and buses and taxi cabs, so people all have to wear masks now.
Well, that's right. And then also you've got this 24-hour testing prior to the departure if you're going to be flying to the United States.
Right.
Whereas it used to be, I think it was 72 hours heretofore.
Yep.
And I think we'd be remiss if we didn't also mention that I guess if you're going to fly into the United States on an airplane, you have to have a COVID test.
Right.
But if you walk across the border, no COVID test.
That's correct.
And so, I mean, Captain, people see this for the ridiculousness that it truly is. It seems to me that if President Biden really wanted to make sure we were safe from COVID, he wouldn't be allowing this thing to happen at the southern border, for example.
That is correct. And the chances of having people come in with diseases and whatnot is far greater at the border than it is for anyone that's coming back from a cruise or whatever.
Well, precisely. So it shows at the very least inconsistency, but at the worst, it shows that there seems to be a policy in place here that is simply not grounded in reality, and dare I say, grounded in the science. President Biden is just flying in the face of science at this point.
Now, the White House is pointing a finger for the spat of the smash-and-grab looters sweeping the cities directly at, you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
The COVID-19 pandemic is causing this. A pandemic is causing this smash-and-grab.
Well, you know, you got
to... They must think we're stupid.
I think they do think we're stupid. You got to hand it to Peter Ducey from Fox News, who was pressing Jen Psaki on this. And the way she just tried to leave it, oh, no, it's COVID. It's not COVID when you have literally, what was it, one of these things, are the 80 people that we know of, conspiring together to do the smash and grabs, and this is all happening in different places. It's not because of the COVID pandemic. That is the most ridiculous thing I think we've ever heard.
Yeah, and a Democratic group was mocked from all sides after a false claim about fuel prices under Joe Biden. And, of course, I've been watching fuel yesterday, oil, and it did go up again slightly. Let's see here. West Texas crude went up 93 cents a barrel. And Brent crude went up 86 cents a barrel. And futures are back up to 76 a barrel, which isn't all that bad. And the price of gasoline went back up to 197. And the price of diesel went up to $2.10 a gallon.
Yep, exactly right. I've seen a little bit of a drop. It hasn't come back up yet here in my little neck of the woods here in Southern California. It also, Captain, surprises me, too, when Joe Biden will make claims like, for example, regarding the supply chain. Oh, the empty shelves really aren't a big problem or something like that.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Yeah, they really believe that. They go out and they say this stuff, and they can simply, they think that they're just going to lay your fears, and you'll just go, oh, okay, well, good enough for me. I'm sold. That's just not how it works. Nobody believes this White House, Captain.
Yeah, well, I was in a drugstore of all places, a drugstore, and, you know, they sell a lot of different grocery items and whatnot in drugstores, and they had plenty of empty spaces.
Yes, precisely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a local grocery store here, a specialty grocery store, they definitely were having a lot of empty space.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break. Now, Mr. Mike is probably going to be in Greenville, South Carolina, or Spartanburg. I forget. He's up in there somewhere doing the Daddy Warbucks thing. So you can catch him if you want to go there and see him. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States and Mexico are announcing a deal that would reinstate a Trump-era border policy. It forces asylum seekers to remain in Mexico until they get court dates in the United States. The Biden administration suspended the program, but that decision was overturned by a federal court. The policy affects several U.S. ports of entry from San Diego to Brownsville, Texas. Speaking at the NIH, President Biden says the United States is greatly improved from where it was a year ago.
Last Christmas, fewer than 1% of American adults were fully vaccinated. This Christmas, that number will be 72%, including more than 86% of seniors.
More people have died from COVID under President Biden than under former President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, Mr. Sir, we will do that. And you can join the Captain's Army by going to the Facebook page for the Captain's America radio show, Third Watch, and you'll find it over there. Matter of fact, you'll find a page for the Captain's Army. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team there that definitely get the job done for you. And we appreciate the fact that they have done and made such a great stride with the product that they have and the other products that they have as well. Now, you can find out more about them by going to the website they gave me, which is simply relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And you'll find out about this Relief Factor and what it'll do for you, as well as some of the vitamins that they've got there, some of the pain relief things that they've got there, and some of the general just feel-good, healthy vitamin pills that they've got there, too. Now, I will tell you that the combination of the ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are what helped me because it's all natural. No drugs at all in this product. It's all natural, and it helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation, which is one of the problems I have with my ankle and my leg and my foot swelling up. Now, it will lower or even eliminate pain associated with the problem that you have, and it may even go to another area of your body to try to help you if you've got pain somewhere else, because it's done it with me several times. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problems
and areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Again, 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, supports healthy joints and muscles, and helps with the healing process, too. It's $19.95 for 3 weeks. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more and see if they can help you get out of pain like they have me. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren of Professor of Politics. Well, Kyle, just when you thought it couldn't get any stranger around the Joe Biden camp and he couldn't come up and say another whopper, he did it again. You want to hear this?
Oh, yes.
Boy, oh, boy. Okay. Joe Biden, in my opinion, is a consummate BS artist, and I do mean just exactly that. We've all seen him and heard from him for some time. They constantly put themselves at the center of every story. Joe Biden is one of those people. He makes up events insisting that they're far more important than they are. He's done that for ever since he's been in Congress. And that's Biden's entire political career in a nutshell. That's the way he's been. That sound right so far?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, the lump of mediocrity has managed to be wrong about essentially every foreign policy issue of the last 50 years.
Yep.
And he still pretends he's some sort of strategic hotshot. Now, here's the case in point. He added another lie to the list, claiming that he had served as a liaison during Israel's six-day war. Now, the problem with that statement is there's not a thing like that that ever happened. Biden said he went to Israel during the Six-Day War to act as a liaison. He's lying. That never happened. But that's totally normal for Biden, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, the rebuttal here is going to be, well, he just got mixed up and actually meant the Yom Kippur War. And while Biden, not being of sound mind, likely did mean his 1973 trip to Israel, the rest of his claim still doesn't add up. Because was he then a liaison during the Yom Kippur War?
No, I don't think so. In fact, it's unclear what he even means by that.
Well, not that we can tell. There's nothing there.
Yeah.
His trip there came some 40 days before the hostilities erupted. So how could you be a liaison to something that hadn't happened?
Right. Well, I'm telling you, it's in the mind of Joe Biden, and he begins to sort of ramble on with these things. He's used to talking ad nauseum about things, and I think he just goes off in these different territories, you know.
And all he did while he was there was take a tour, after which he had a single meeting for 1 hour with the then-Israeli Prime Minister, Golda Meir.
That's right.
That's all he did. So, the comments that he could have made are that he got his dates mixed up or something wrong or this, that, and the other if you want to defend a guy. But I'm telling you, he lied, plain and simple.
Well, and if you'll allow me a little bit of levity, Captain,
go ahead.
At the very least, he wasn't retelling the Xi Jinping story, which we're all really tired of at this point. He loved to tell that story.
Yeah.
Very long-winded.
And, of course, he made the comment again about the driving the truck somewhere along the line yesterday, which isn't true. Now, is the media going to rush to fact-check this like we did? No. Biden's senility also offers a constant cover to the ridiculous things he claims because he's obviously getting senile. Now, it's really a good thing for the President of the United States to get confused so often, right?
No, not really.
Yeah, not quite. But anyway, he just can't keep his dates straight, or that he lies about what happened on those dates, and I think it's the latter. So we report, and you decide.
Yep, that's right. That's right. Well, and of course, you know, Joe Biden, like I said, he loves to talk, and he's kind of maybe secure in the knowledge to some degree that the media is not going to go and fact check it. But, you know, if President Trump walked out and said, water is wet, I mean, they would not believe it. They'd have all kinds of exposés about how he was wrong about that.
Well, then we go to little Dr. Fauci. Now, Tony Fauci, little Dr. Tony Fauci from the NIH, is more of a politician than a scientist. Is that a fair assumption?
Well, it certainly seems that way. Yep.
No one thrives in the health bureaucracy for 53 years without being a keen political player in the game. Don't you agree?
Right.
Now, this week, Fauci revealed himself again as an open partisan. Ted Cruz called for him to be prosecuted over his links to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, and Fauci immediately responded by alluding to January 6th, though there's no evidence that Cruz was ever involved in that in any way.
Well, right, because then that's a buzzword. It's a tactic.
And that's the problem in a nutshell, because in service to his own ego, Fauci's willing to score partisan points, even if it means further squandering the goodwill and trust of at least half the country.
Well, and he could have had maybe the goodwill and trust of all the country, at least a good portion of it, had he not kind of gone down the same road in the Trump administration. It's really very sad because the whole thing has been politicized. And Dr. Fauci, I think, has sort of outstayed his welcome in this because he is the lightning rod. I don't know, Captain, how you get, you know, the president yesterday was talking about how he wanted to unify the country on our COVID response plan.
Yep.
Or whatever it is. But I don't know how you do that with Dr. Fauci still in the same position because it's just too political. There's literally nothing Fauci can do at this point, I think, to really regain the credibility that I'm just here trying to, quote, save lives.
Right.
Because it falls on deaf ears because of all the shenanigans that have gone on.
Right, and this gamesmanship that's going on with Fauci only reinforces the growing sense that Tony Fauci is perfectly capable of ignoring both science and the public good to boost his own stature.
Well, when he says that he represents science and if you're attacking him...
No, he says, I am science.
Well, you know, what...
That's really a gauche statement.
Well, if he... Maybe he doesn't understand that science is, you know, progressive in the sense that you have peer review. We had certain scientific, quote, facts that humanity believed wholeheartedly for a long time. The Earth is flat. People did not understand or want to accept the idea that there were very small things like viruses, but science was able to determine these things. So things change. Scientific facts, quote unquote, can change from in terms of the perception of what people really think. But it should never be used as a bludgeon to make people A, feel stupid, or B, you know, be afraid to say anything that might go against the party line.
You betcha. And folks, hang in there. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right after this break that's coming up here. I'm going to put Kyle over here on hold. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting all across the country.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair ride beat, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I guarantee my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang out in a radio fight. Well, he went and keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Now when you get around, a driver wants to throw a dead key. Well, you can find his ass if you'll just listen to me. I use my RF gain and my squelch control and that little bitty meter on my radio. Now when I find his truck, I drive around to the back. That's when I pull out my clients and I plan me attack. Next time he keys his mic, it's when his finals blow, and it burns up his kicker and his radio.
Oh, yeah, Ray Carlisle, that's doing a little rooster cruising right there. We haven't had that on in a while, have we, Kyle?
No, it's been a while, but it's good to hear.
Yeah, and of course, that's an oldie but goodie from the big old days of trucking when you were out there with the big old 318 screaming Detroit's going down the highway. All right, I'm going to read the weather, and I'm going to turn it over to you. High pressure from the west coast to the southeast will bring above normal temperatures to some of the areas, and a developing storm system with heavy snow and blizzard conditions is working its way into the northwest, coming down from Alaska. I can see the storm off the coast right now, headed towards Washington State and Oregon, and we'll see that over the weekend, I'm guessing. By the way, heavy rain and flooding is expected also in some areas in the upper northwest. We do have some snow tonight up there in the northern part of Montana, up along the Indian Reservation up there, so be advised of that. And then we also are expecting to see big-time fog, heavy, dense, very poor visibility fog from Jacksonville, Florida, all the way over to San Antonio, Texas, all points in between. So, Kyle, we'll get to that, but you get to what you got to do.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, so we are actually tracking some rain actually right now, but this is going to be up along I-90 in Montana. This is going to be between Bozeman and Billings, an area around Columbus right now, so that's actually going over the interstate there. Then a little bit of light rain that's going to be east of Hardin, and this is going to be east of, again, I-90 as it makes its turn down south. So that's what's happening, at least rain-wise right now. And you mentioned the Pacific Northwest. Seattle looks like it's going to be getting some rain coming in Saturday and then into maybe a day off or so and then start coming back towards the beginning of the week. Same for Portland, Oregon, as we watch for that storm system coming through. But right now, Captain, we've got a pretty quiet map out west, which is pretty good for our trucker friends and others driving out there. But there is high winds around Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, also up I-25 in Wyoming up towards Wheatland. So you want to be careful of that. And then also high winds as well. This is going to be in the Bozeman area, dipping down to about West Yellowstone, up near Helena as well. And then up in the top of Montana, up along U.S. Highway 2, up near Glasgow, we've got a winter storm watch going on up there.
Yep.
So you want to be aware of that. And then in we've got a coastal flood advisory in the San Francisco Bay Area.
Now, North Dakota tonight, coming over the northern half of North Dakota, north of I-94, you're going to see some windy conditions as well as the possibility of that winter storm watch coming in there from Montana. It looks like it might drift over in there today. Staying to the north, we do once again have some snow in the upper peninsula of Michigan coming off Lake Superior and Lake Huron. We also have some unsettled weather conditions around Madison, Wisconsin, with some windy conditions and could lead to some snow flurries in the mix, but nothing heavy. And then moving over straight across to the east coast from the Nova Scotia line down to, Boston area, around to Providence, Cape Cod, coming down to Long Island, down to New York again, the south tip of New York and New Jersey, down to Cape May. You've got yourself some windy conditions again. Probably going to be making it a little miserable around the beach today if you're trying to put up a beach umbrella. And also some windy conditions in the mountainous areas. And it's been kind of like this way all week long, Kyle. The mountainous areas of I-81, West Virginia, Virginia, and the southern part of Pennsylvania tonight. That wind's coming up into there along I-81, pretty much following that area. But here's where the problem is, okay? North of Tampa on I-75 and inland on U.S. 301 up to Jacksonville, you're going to have heavy, dense fog with a lot of pockets of zero visibility. You need to be very careful. Now, this fog will take you all the way up 75 and 301 to the Georgia line. It goes into Georgia to the west of Valdosta, over to the Alabama line, and it's all the way up to Montgomery right now, and straight across Montgomery to Mississippi. Now, you've got I-10, which is blinding fog in some areas, zero visibility in some areas, all the way from just west of Jacksonville through the I-75 interchange to the San Antonio, Texas area, no exception. The closer you get to the water, the denser the fog. That means New Orleans, I-10. That means I-10 through Louisiana. That means I-10 over to Beaumont. Lightens up a little bit around Houston, but then picks up again as you go south, down below Galveston, down towards Brownsville, Texas, where there's fog in the offing there tonight. So please be careful. And Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and the Flying J.
All right, folks, the Pilot and Flying J, of course, you can find them at pilotflyingj.com. And when you go there, use their locations function. You'll find the one nearest you. You can put in the area that you're in, see all the different locations that you can visit as you plan your travels. But when you stop into the Pilot or Flying J, be sure to join the Driver's Club. That way you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy, the fuel, the supplies, the food that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. And you can use those points later on and build them up. And by the way, be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app because you can track your points. And especially for pro drivers, start earning 4 points per gallon after only 6 fill-ups. Now compare that with 15 for the other guys. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with that. And by the way, Captain, they are opening their new pilot in Fawcett, Missouri,
yeah,
along I-29. So check them out.
Yep, and don't forget, get yourself a Pilot or Flying J fuel card. You can see your points, so you'd be added right to the field card, be right there, and when you do a little revamp when you go to the field desk, they'll tell you what you got in way to points and how you can use them. All right, we'll be right back, right after the top of the hour news.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.